Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New Texas lawsuit accuses Delaware practitioner of illegally mailing abortion pills into the state. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's interesting this lawsuit has now come about because this is happening, and we know very often that they're sending these abortion pills through the mail, and they're going into red states like Texas, like Florida, all those. So it's a good opportunity here for this lawsuit to come and bring this to light.
Yeah, Attorney General Ken Paxton says the accused is violating Texas law by prescribing and shipping abortion drugs into the state and practicing medicine without a Texas license. So this is a significant development. Texas has now launched another lawsuit in the ongoing interest of abortion or interstate abortion issues with regards to this matter of abortion pills. You have Texas, you have Florida, you have many other states that have these pro-life laws where abortion is banned or significantly restricted. So, for example, you can't do certain abortions or maybe abortion after a heartbeat is detected around 6 weeks in some states in a brick and mortar facility. So you cannot do that. That's illegal to do that, say, in Texas or Florida and some other states as well. So to get around it, what's happening is the abortion pill is being shipped into people's homes via the mail out of state by people that are in different states. And so they're getting around the abortion restriction laws.
And the FDA had an opportunity to put more safety regulations on that and decided not to do that, I believe, right?
Yeah, when in fact what they did was during, it's a combination of Clinton that in his term, the abortion drug mifepristone was approved in 2020 at the very last weeks of his presidency. And then Obama relaxed some of the restrictions on it. And then Biden really took off the restrictions. And so now you can get it by telemed, no in-person visit, no follow-up. And he did that under the excuse of, well, you needed to do that during COVID.
You can go home in your own bathroom and then possibly bleed to death.
Yeah, so we actually have abortioninourwater.org, a website that I encourage you to visit because it is very well done. Lots of resources, PowerPoints, lots of other resources about how the abortion drug mifepristone and the remains of the aborted babies are entering into the water supply and getting into our water sources. So we've had a lot of meetings already in Washington, D.C. with a wide variety of individuals. Go to abortioninourwater.org for more information. But in this particular case, the Texas Attorney General filed suit against a Delaware nurse practitioner, Deborah Lynch, accusing her of mailing dangerous abortion pills in defiance of the state's pro-life laws. Lynch runs an ironically named group called Her Safe Harbor.
Wow.
So deceptive.
Yeah.
Which ships abortion pills by mail into states with pro-life laws. On its website, the group boasts that it provides abortion pills to women in all 50 states. And shipping the drugs takes only 4 to 6 days. It advertises abortion with medicines until 10 weeks after your last period.
And, you know, these pills, I mean, women may be trying to get these if they're living in red states, but also there's men that are getting hold of this and trying to trick their partners into taking them and aborting their babies.
Some of our staff were just at the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. And Anne Marie, who works with Liberty Counsel, was there. And she gave a presentation to some leaders regarding the abortion pill mifepristone and the abortion in our water.
Yeah.
Our new book called Her Story.
Yeah.
So she met a woman there, and she interviewed her. She ran into her again during the march. And she interviewed her. It's a powerful interview. It's up on our social media platform at LC's, Liberty Counsel's web page, Facebook page. But she interviewed this lady. She had been married to her husband for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she got pregnant. And the husband tried to poison her with mifepristone. So he ordered mifepristone, the abortion drug. And he spiked it in her food and drink. So one day, he actually pretends he's going to be very nice, and he brings her breakfast in bed.
Mm.
And he puts mifepristone into her food and water. She consumes it, not knowing that it's in that food and water. And then she starts having hemorrhaging. She is rushed to the hospital. She finds a particular source that is the abortion pill reversal protocol, and she gets the hormone progesterone to counteract, because mifepristone stops the production of progesterone and starves the baby. So you add more progesterone to your body, and it should counteract it if you do it early enough. So She's at the hospital. Her urine is black. She's taking progesterone, and thank God she was able to save the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what she found out was that she wanted the baby. The husband of 11 years did not want the baby, so tried to sabotage her to actually kill his own child. This is unthinkable. And then she finds out that he attempted to do that on more than one occasion, multiple occasions. And so he then is charged with criminal charges, and he is sent to prison. This woman is an amazing story,
mm-hmm.
a pro-life woman. Her child now.
She's a little girl.
Is a beautiful girl. So
praise God.
But this is, you know,
it's happening all too often.
It's what you're talking about, Holly. It's not just women who are getting these drugs and harming themselves and killing their babies. Even in states where that's not permitted, these people shipping these drugs across state lines, it's illegal, and they need to be prosecuted.
It's
men
getting them,
who are getting them, and they may be getting the, you know, you normally think, well, they're getting some woman pregnant, and they're trying to sabotage them and put mifepristone in their drink. And then the woman doesn't know. She starts having cramps, and then goes to the hospital and has an abortion.
And that's happening, yes.
And that's happening. But in this case, it was her husband of 11 years who did the same thing. So how are they getting the drugs? How is a man getting a drug?
All too easily.
So typically, if you go to a doctor, you're there in person, and you want to get a drug, and they'll say, well, why do you want the drug? You're a man. Well, what are you going to do with it? Generally, you would think the doctor wouldn't give a prescription to a man to have an abortion-inducing drug. But if you're getting it online, then they don't ask questions. So men can get these drugs online. They can spike women's drinks or food. Even if they're not the one who made them pregnant, they can spike women's food and potentially kill the woman or certainly kill the baby.
Yeah, and mifepristone is the only drug that is intentionally created to take a life.
Yeah,
think about that.
And you know, we've got some good research on this in terms of who owns mifepristone. It goes back to the whole eugenics movement, who owns it now and all the different ownership of it. It goes back to the original eugenics movement from which Margaret Sanger Planned Parenthood was birthed. And that is to eliminate certain categories of people, particularly race or ethnicities or geographical location or certain mental or physical challenged people. And so that's who owns it now. So they're making money off of killing people. It is the eugenics movement of the late 1800s, early 1900s that has expanded with this mifepristone.
Mm-hmm.
But even worse, you know, we need to have more states like Texas filing suit against these people who are shipping mifepristone across state lines where the state's abortion laws prohibit abortion. But we also need to raise the awareness of people that this drug, no matter where you are on abortion, no matter even if you're pro-life and you think, well, you know, I'm going to ignore this issue, or if you're not pro-life, it doesn't matter. It's getting into our drinking supplies, our water supplies, because these abortions are happening over the toilet. As crass as that sounds, that's where they're happening. The drugs are going into the water system. The babies' body parts are going into the water systems. Our water treatment plants cannot filter out these drugs or human remains. For more information, visit abortioninourwater.org, abortioninourwater.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.